Some call them fear or excuses, but I call them big, huge, fat lies that our brain makes up to keep us comfortable. It's a brilliant way that our brain tricks us into staying safe. It's a lot easier to stay where you are than to move forward. Moving forward, trying new things can be so risky, and our brain is made to keep us safe. Hey, you are listening to the Because I Can Life podcast, where we believe we can decide our own income, choose happiness, kick fear in the teeth, and never, ever stop. Why? Because we can. I'm your host, Allison J. Prince, and I went from being a junior high science teacher to building 4 online multi-million dollar businesses with 4 kids at my feet. Each week, I'm bringing you real conversations that have led me, as well as other experts, to step into our dream online business lifestyle so that you can get the answers you need to craft your Because I Can life as well. Take that first step and commit now to your Because I Can life by downloading your free personal bundle at allisonjprince.com/bundle. Okay, so you're sitting there in your chair looking at your computer or your phone, and you have like 10 bajillion things you need to do and you don't even know where to start. And then these thoughts start to creep in your head like, oh, I have so much to do. I don't even know where to start. Or I'm not smart enough. Or I'm not sure I can even do that. Or I need to go get a Coke Zero or insert your beverage of choice before I can even get started. Or sure, they can do it, but I'm just me and I'm not that good. I don't even really know how to do this. Maybe I should just look into this more and study it a little bit more. Or they can do it better than I can. But deep down, you have this feeling inside of you that you can't shake, that you're not where you want to be in this life. You know you want to do more, create more, be more, but can't seem to even get anything accomplished today. So did you notice a theme from up above? Some call them fear or excuses, but I call them big, huge, fat lies that our brain makes up to keep us comfortable. It's a brilliant way that our brain tricks us into staying safe. It's a lot easier to stay where you are than to move forward. Moving forward, trying new things can be so risky, and our brain is made to keep us safe. Heck, we know it is so much easier to go get that drink out of the fridge because it's not gonna make us feel like a failure, right? So we push off the hard things and do the safe things. It's almost like these thoughts run rapid in our brains on a daily basis, and it causes us to stop and spiral quickly, right? The other day, I was listening to a podcast from someone I know. I should have written down their name, but I didn't. And they said that we have 60,000 thoughts a day. And 3/4 of those 60,000 thoughts are negative. If I could, this is where I would insert a gasp sound here. Those stats are frightening. If we had someone tell us something negative 45,000 times a day, well, that would be over the top, right? Heck, I know on social, if someone says one bad thing about me, it hurts my soul. But 45,000, and we do this to ourselves day in and day out. We are seriously all in need of some major kindness to ourselves. Anyway, the other day, I started to feel the one about so much on my list, and I didn't know where to start. So I went for a run to see if I could run it out, or maybe just even run away from it. At the time, it was pretty much a toss-up. Now, on this run, it was getting dusk outside. I thought I'd just go for a short run before it got dark. I was full of anxiousness about all the things and knew a run would help me burn it off and clear my head. I was running faster than normal, and I felt the weight of all the things disappear behind me with each step. There's something therapeutic for me about running. Now, living on this magnificent island of Puerto Rico, it's a beautiful island, but safety really isn't its strong suit, especially at night. My neighbor told me that you actually don't even stop at red lights at night. You slow down, but you don't wait till it turns green. So back to the run. I was so lost in the moment of running, I didn't notice that it was getting dark outside. And before long, I realized there was no way I was going to make it home before dark. When the darkness of the situation and where I was hit me, I looked up and I saw a man behind some bushes on the side of the trail that I was headed on. I was freaked out, to say the least. I started to sweat. I could feel the adrenaline of the fight or flight kick in. My speed picked up dramatically. In fact, I don't think I've ever run that fast in my life. To find out that it was just a branch from a tree slightly moving from the island breeze, my brain skipped all logical thought processes to keep me safe. Yes, I'm so grateful for that. But it made up this story that went to the worst case scenario as fast as possible. It ruled out the fact that other people were on the trail as well, or that it was next to a busy road, or even that I live in a gated community that is one of the safest spots on the island, and security cars are constantly patrolling the area. Not the ideal place for a predator to hang out. My brain threw out all reasoning in an instant and went to the extreme. Now, I do understand that things can happen, and the brain's job is to keep us safe. But this was on the extreme case. I was fine. My point being is that sometimes our brain takes us to the worst case scenario faster than we can even realize it. Think of all the times you wanted to try something, or you were in the middle of something and your brain filled it with these irrational lies, and then it started to spiral out of control and you become frozen. You stop, you retreat, and this happens way too often. Think about the times you wanted to start a business or start putting your voice out into the world more, but your brain remembers the last time you started an MLM or a direct marketing company product and didn't sell the products and you feel like you failed. Or that time you opened a booth at a craft show and was filled with all your handmade products, but you didn't sell any. And the disappointment you saw on your husband's face as you sacrificed time away from him and your family to make it big. And you feel like you're a disappointment. But what if that MLM experience, that multi-level marketing, direct marketing experience, was to teach you that you shouldn't be working for someone else? And that the product that you thought was kind of cool, you actually just weren't really passionate about it. What if that failure of selling at a craft show was actually telling you that you shouldn't be wasting your time setting up a booth and to take it online for the sanity of your family? But the lies you are falling back on are so much stronger than the promises of hope that are being delivered to you. Over the last 10 years of running business, I think I've felt all the fears and the lies, and they don't go away. In fact, I think they actually get deeper. But what I have learned is how to know if it's the truth or if it's a lie. And I want to show you how you can separate them faster so that you can push the lies aside and step into the person that you were meant to be. And I want to share the 5 things that have not only helped me, but have helped my students as well. All right, so let's dive into it. 1, recognize it. Call that dang thing out. Ask yourself, is what I'm thinking truth, or am I just making up lies around it? Is it one of those 45,000 negative thoughts running rampant in my head? A lie has way more power if it subtly works in the background over and over and over, digging at you each time. So what I want you to do is think of one of those negative thoughts that you've had today. Here's an example. Was it, I'm so, ugh, as you walked in front of the mirror today? Or was it, I'm just not smart enough to grow my business? Just these subtle little punches to the gut end up leaving you hurt each and every time you want to stand up and move forward. Now, I'm not saying to make it some super positive, fluffy thought. Like, if I walked by a mirror right now, looked at myself and said, hot stuff, with a whistle, my brain would spiral quickly into saying that I'm a liar. So maybe start with something neutral like, I've been blessed with a healthy body. That's truth, and I can accept that. Or let's go into the one about, I'm not smart enough to grow my business. Switch it to something you can believe, like, I haven't learned this yet, and I'm interested in learning more. Or I'm at a new stage in my business that I've never been at before, and I'm willing to take some time to learn more about it. Okay, then this one is a biggie. What about the one about how someone else can do better than you? What if you said instead, if they can do it, so can I. Allowing it to be inspiration versus comparison. How can you take just one of those thoughts rattling around in your head today and neutralize it? Just one. The second one, have an answer so you can anticipate it. What if I had an answer to seeing that so-called man in the distance in the bushes? And what if I would have shouted out and said, I see you and I'm calling the cops now? It would have given me back my power versus letting my power slip away into extreme, right? What if you took some time to arm yourself with answers about some of the things that can happen in your business? For example, what if my products don't sell? Then what? Maybe the response can be, well, I'll just change the pictures or the pricing or the description and I'll try it again. Instead of your brain going down that dark hole thinking that you've lost everything and you're going to go bankrupt, right? Do you see how our brain just spirals down to negativity so quickly? But if we can answer those questions first, it can stop. Our brain doesn't need to freak out. Another one, what if an influencer doesn't email me back? Your answer could be, they're probably just busy and maybe they won't do justice for my product. So I'm just going to try another one. And what about this one? This one actually hits really close to home because I've done it. What if I send out an email that has a big mistake in it and it says hashtag name, hashtag instead of my customer's actual name? Yes. And if you want to know the details on it, it went out to a list of 120,000 people. And I had to decide what to do. I could have stewed and thought about all the negativity that I was going to get around it, or I could pretend it never happened and then fix it for next time. And honestly, that's what I chose to do. I couldn't go back and email and correct all those emails that I had sent out. I just decided to make sure it didn't happen for the next time. Have some answers planned out on how you will attack it to keep the worst case scenario at bay. Numero tres. Yes, I am trying to learn Spanish. Okay, if you give in to the lie, be honest with yourself. Does it make your life better? Or are you right where you left off? Will studying even more help you move forward? Or should you really just start implementing the work? Be honest with yourself where you're at currently. Number four, build your tool belt. Imagine how boring any story would be if the hero had zero issues. If they were just handed the beautiful end goal, we'd all fall asleep, right? Box office blockbusters would be non-existent. Life's the same way. If it were easy, we'd become bored. We wouldn't get to feel what hard work and success feels like. And it's a very sweet taste. That beautiful end goal would have no value. Embrace the hiccups, the trips. Remember how we all loved Forrest Gump? His struggles, his box of chocolates were why we loved his character. Let your struggles be why people love you. Then number five, go for a run where it's light outside and there are no scary trees that look like creepy humans. I know that running it out of me helps tremendously, working until you're physically exhausted. If you don't like to work out, well, guess what? Neither do I. But I know the benefit outweighs the other. So get your tush moving, even if it's just a walk around the block. Now, Emily, one of my students, she posted a little bit ago about how she used the first one, the recognize it strategy. She said that she had so many doubts and dark thoughts in the beginning of her business journey, but she decided to look at others as inspiration versus going down the path of lies of comparison. She went on to build her business and pay for her Disney cruise in full because she stepped up and decided she was going to go live her Because I Can life. Her journey has been so thrilling and fun to watch, and she is now well over the six-figure mark. Okay, so of these five, and let's just recap. Number one, recognize it. Two, have an answer so you can anticipate it. Numero tres, do you like my little twirl on the R? Working on that. If you give in to the lie, be honest with yourself. Number four, build your tool belt. And number five, go for a run. So of these five, Which one will you use today? I only want you picking one of the things today that is going to help you move forward. These things will literally help you move forward in your business, in your life today. I'm challenging you right now to allow yourself to step into who you need to be today by giving yourself permission to set fear aside. But I want you to tell me in the comments below which one of those five that you will be using today, because I cannot wait to read them. Oh, that was so much fun. Thank you so much for listening to the Because I Can podcast. If you haven't already downloaded the Because I Can bundle, then head over to becauseicanlife.com/bundle. The only place you can get access to your personalized bundle. So head over there now and download it. I look forward to you joining next time on the Because I Can podcast. We'll see you then.